Somewhere in the dark and nasty regions where nobody goes, stands an ancient castle. Deep within this dank and uninviting place lives...
From FC United of Manchester Radio, Swampy.
Hello!
Overworked servant of the thing upstairs.
Feed me!
But that's nothing compared to the horrors that lurk beneath the trapdoor. For there is always something down there, in the dark, waiting to come out.
Don't you open that trap door?
You're a fool if you dare.
Stay away from that trap door.
'Cause there's something down there.
Hello?
Hello!
Oh,
good morning, everyone. It's Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Welcome aboard.
Goodness gracious.
Yay! I've not had any coffee yet.
You've had no coffee?
No coffee yet.
And you've started the show off as if it's some form of children's Saturday morning programme.
That's right.
Have you got Gordon the Gopher sat next to you or Noel Edmonds?
Noel Edmonds never did breakfast television, did he?
Of course he did.
Did he? I thought it was Philip Schofield. And how far has he come? Oh, my goodness. More on that later. But anyway...
Swap shop, Ben.
Yeah, he did. Sorry.
Keith Chegwin, Maggie Philbini, and the man himself there with the big beard, Noel Edmonds. And if you look at Noel Edmonds then, and look at Noel Edmonds now, he hasn't changed at all. Even his same beard, same haircut. He looks the same. It's incredible. It's amazing what morning children television can do for someone's career.
I've got to say, I don't think he gets enough credit for how good he looks for his age. I'm just going to throw that out there. You can say a lot about
there
him, but I think he looks good for his age. There, I've said it. Right.
Well, there you go.
And to be honest, Swampy, as we're throwing out compliments, I think you look good for your age as well, as you've just clearly shown it, because I haven't got a clue what you're talking about. Anyway, so welcome everyone to... Yes! Swampy's Red Rebel Radio. Still not had a coffee. You wait. It is brewing, apparently. FC United against Matlock this afternoon. The Gladiators. What do you think?
Well, I just thought I was going to sit back in this show and let you do a complete guided tour of Matlock because it is your second favourite place on earth. But we'll talk about football first and foremost. I think it's going to be a tough encounter. If you look at Matlock, flying start to the season, new manager is Steve Kittrick. Point to prove, as we discussed on the non-league show a few months ago, and got to an absolute flyer. I must say the wheels have come off because they're still 21 points. They're in 13 spots. Won three games away and lost three away. So at home, you'd expect FC to put a good performance, and you'd be looking at 3 points for this afternoon, I would have thought. So there's only 5 points between the two teams, but equally, I think FC United are on a really good vein of form. And it should be an entertaining game. The one thing we would like to see, though, supposed to a degree, is even though games like last week are nail-biting and a great, great finish, and everyone goes home even happier than they were because of the way we win the game, let's have a clean sheet today. Let's not basically, you know, a week before the election, let's make sure we can get to the voting booth and mark our cross, opposed to lying in A&E with a suspected heart attack.
Absolutely. We should say goal scoring is going to be interesting this afternoon because FC United have scored 32 goals this season so far in just 17 games, which is nearly two a game, isn't it? It's pretty good stuff. Whereas Matlock Town, they like the 1-0 Swamper, or the 2-1s. They don't concede that many. They don't score that many. After 16 games, they've scored 19 and only conceded 18. They're close-knit, aren't they, I suppose?
They're tight.
Tight.
They're tight at the back. They're tighter than Norris's man purse in Coronation Street. I think even saying that, I mean, FC United, you know, they've got good goal-scoring prowess, as you say. There's a lot of pace in the team. And I think you know, if we can beat them by 2-0 or 2-1 or even 1-0, that's fine. You're not looking for a goal glut, so to speak. You just want to win your games. You know, we've got some big important games coming up. We've got the FA Trophy equally. So we just want to keep the run, keep the good quality of football. And the best thing for FC today is not to concede. I'm sure the work on the training ground over the week has all been based upon defending. You know, you shut off for 2 minutes in a game where you're completely controlling the game. And, you know, you look like you're going to end up with just 1 point when you should have been 3 or 4 nil up. And, you know, so I'm sure Neil's been on the training ground with Chaddy and others this week to basically get that defence a little sounder and not let them switch off, even though we're the coaches in the game. And I think they will be happy. Neil will be very, very happy today with a clean sheet and a good performance. There's no question about it.
I'll tell you what, though. Before we started recording this, I put out the pre-match interview because there's nothing confidential in there or anything like that, because we always hold it back just in case we give too much away. But it's 100% fit squad.
like anyone listens to this show.
I know. Coffee's...
You need a coffee. I can already feel
Here we go. Wait, I've got this sorted. It's just arrived. Thank you to my better half for this. Oh, that's better.
Oh, that's a bit strange. That coffee obviously is far too cold.
Oh, no.
To be able to, very to be milky. Able to slurp it like that straight away. Mm. You can do it with tea. I've noticed you can do it with tea. You can slurp your tea. I don't think you can slurp coffee.
Swampert, I've just done it in front of a microphone recorded, which goes out across the world to at least 40 people.
That's a slurp or just basically. I think you slurp your tea. I don't think you can slurp coffee. You might have given the impression that was a slurp, but it was a coffee slurp, which doesn't exist in my book. A cup of tea, you can slurp your tea, piping hot tea, slurp it. Oh, that's lovely as it goes down. But coffee, no, that would sound like it was just too cold. And there you go. See, I've got some orange in front of me. I mean, can I slurp my orange? Let's have a listen.
Yeah, you could.
That's not,
and another
that's
thing,
not a slurp, though.
You've just reminded me of something. People who drink those iced coffee things, you're wrong. You're very wrong. Anyway, as I was saying,
why?
Because it's disgusting. It's minging.
It's minging?
Yeah, it's really bad. Yeah. Have you ever had one of those iced lattes? Oh, my God. Oh.
No, but I do like cold coffee, though.
No.
And cold coffee pressed cold, made cold, not heated, and then cooled down.
No.
Coffee cold is superb.
No,
coffee pressed cold. Cold
no,
coffee pressed
not.
Is lovely.
No, it's not. Anyway,
it is.
As I was saying, FC United, we'll discuss the Lancaster game in a second, but they had training on Tuesday. No training Thursday, Swamper. Neil said in his interview, it's a small squad. We've had a lot of knocks and that, and it's good for morale occasionally just to do that. So
this is the thing. You see, he's a good believer in psychology and also treating his players in the right way. And you know, if they've worked well in training on Tuesday and he feels confident enough to give him a Thursday off, that's absolutely fine. I mean, he normally has him in 3 days a week, doesn't he? Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. If there's no midweek game, you know, so. He's given them an opportunity to sort of like relax a little bit, prepare themselves mentally for the game, and you know, and that's good. And he trusts his players, and that's superb. That's what you want. Your manager to trust your players, and your players to trust your manager. And if you thought that they needed an additional session, they would have been out training on Thursday. But he's clearly given the opportunity to have a bit of a relax and come and looking forward to the game today, refreshed and ready to go.
Absolutely, and the Saturday game against Lancaster was a bit like the old days. I don't mean to be like one of those guys who keeps going on about the old days and that kind of thing.
Apart from the fact that you are going on about the old days.
I know, but it's true. You know, when you have how many games did we watch back at Gig Lane where they would end like that, and you know everyone would go home happy. There is an air about the way FC United are playing which is very familiar to those days back in the day, as it were, back in the day when we had blue passports and that kind of thing.
Yes. The game was exciting because FC switched off for 2 minutes. And I've just said in a few minutes ago that Neil won't be happy with that. You know, yes, if a supporters, it's a wonderful way to finish a game. But you don't want to be to say, you know, you don't want to be in a game like that and absolutely comfortable and should really be completely out of sight and allow a team to get back into it. I mean, we were talking about only a few weeks ago when we had the reverse. We went and scored to make it 3-2 and then, you know, we were 2-0 up, ends up 2-2, 3-2 up for us, and they get the equaliser to make it 3-3. It's gut-wrenching in that respect, you know. That was a game also where FC United were coasting. Neil won't be happy with those situations where we've been in a game and we're 2 up and we really should put the game to bed and have either lost or drawn a game. And in this case, we would have drawn again. We get the result out of it. For the supporters, to a degree, it's great. Last-minute winners are always something special. But I just don't think Neil wants that to happen week in, week out. I don't think he wants to go back to the old ways of FC, i.e. those great games at Gig Lane and at Curzon and at Steely Vegas. He wants...
No, let's do it. Let's do it, I say. I mean, the thing is...
No, it's great.
Even in that 120-second spell where Lancaster got two goals back, Alex Curran in the middle of that hit the post. You want bonkers football like that? That's not
week in, week out. You don't. I mean, you know, especially when you go, you've got an FA Trophy game coming up, and you want to make sure that the team are prepared in the right way, and you don't want to concede. You know, the whole Arsenal. I mean, it's great to watch. This, I mean, the excitement is there, but I'd much rather play good quality football as we've been playing and be comfortable at 2 or 3 nil rather than a nail biting. Yeah, once or twice a season, perhaps. Well, not every week.
No, every week. Every week. Five all against Camel Head. Let's do this every week.
Yes. an amazing game. Absolutely amazing game. I mean, that good, our centre-forward moved to Australia just after it. I mean, that's how good the game was. What was his name?
Was it Robinson? It was Robinson, wasn't it? The striker, the bald-headed striker.
He's only a young lad, isn't he? Yeah. He got a ticket, a one-way ticket to Australia after that game. I mean, you know, that's absolutely fantastic. And, you know, these are the games, you know, you remember with fondness. But if you're going to win a division, if you're going to get promoted, if you're going to do well in a cup competition, you've got to cut out the mistakes to a degree. And as I say, Neil won't be happy in that respect of conceding the way we have been conceding. For the supporters, yes, it's wonderful. And, you know, me as a supporter as well, as a football club, it can be great. And from a commentary position and commentator on it, there's nothing better than a last-minute winner and you scream and go a little bit mad. But let's have a little... Today, let's have a little bit of calmness. You know, let's relax.
Well,
let's,
I've got let's some bad news for you. I've got some bad news for you, Swampy, about relaxation and that kind of thing. I'm not commentating today. James Quinn is commentating. So your nerves are going to be shot if it's anything like last week. Going to be shot. Absolutely. Just to say, there's been a thread on the forum about entitled Winger with a full stop at the end.
I thought he played for United.
Oh, sorry. Thread on the forum.
Which
is entitled Winger full stop. Winger dot, if you will. And a lot of speculation about who that winger is. If you listen to Neil Reynolds' pre-match interview, he says who the winger is.
And he does indeed.
Yes, and I can't remember his name.
Oh, that's just say that. That's not very good. I was about to say for the radio listener, just elaborate and just let us know who it is again. You can't remember.
I can't remember his name. I can tell you he played at Blackpool. He's part of their youth setup, and he is a winger. And he's been out of the game, and then he's come back, and he's been playing at Longbridge. It's near Preston, and
Longbridge. Yeah,
he's about 5'4", 5'5", and he's a winger, very skillful, very pacey. And I thought in my mind, hello, Carlos Rocca. Welcome back. That's what I thought from his description of him. Apparently, he's coming today. Ben. So, yes.
Well, that's good. But, Ben, it's great that we haven't got his name. The man we've got a second. I know what you're doing here, aren't you? You're going back to the old days. You know, so we've got the man with no name.
When everything worked, that's where we should be heading. That's where we should be heading.
Ben, when did it ever work fully?
Oh, it never worked fully, but it worked somehow. I think that's where we should be heading.
Listen. Carlos Rocca's to be honest, at this moment in time, he's employing 45-year-old footballers to take the pitch, isn't he?
Oh, where is he? He's somewhere, isn't he? Where is he?
Carlos Rocca is the owner of Stockport Sports.
That's right.
In the Northwest Counties, managed by Adam Jones. And making his debut last week was Robbie Savage for them. But he's not the player that signed for FC.
But good news
anyway is that Alex Curran has extended his loan.
Yes, till January. But I think it actually goes a bit further than that because from talking to Neil,
to February maybe. I got a sneaky feeling that he's going to be with us maybe the season.
I think till the running,
depending on how Stockport catch him. I think you're right. I think it can only benefit Alex. It can benefit FC, and it benefits Stockport County. And if they need to recall a player in the playoffs or in the run up to the playoffs, and Stockport County are there or thereabouts, they can rely on bringing a player back who's had a good season and is firing on all cylinders.
I think that's definitely the case because Stockport just outside the playoffs at the moment in the conference. There's no rushes there, but when you get to those, especially if they sneak in and they have that extra game, it'd be fair enough if Alex Curran goes back. But at that point, he'll be match fit, and that's what Jim Gannon would want, I'd imagine.
Definitely so. And he's a good acquisition to FC United of Manchester. We saw the quality of him last season when he was playing against us. And, everyone wanted his signature in Stockport County and Jim got in there first, and we were very, very lucky to get him back out on loan. And I don't think, in fairness, because of the quality of him, I don't think we've seen the best of him yet in any way, shape or form. I think he's still got a lot to prove to himself and a lot to prove to FC supporters. What we have seen of him, it's quality, but I think there's more 90-minute games in him of real, real quality to come. And I look forward to seeing that.
Last week, we obviously had a couple of old boys come back to FC United, and they had good games for Lancaster. Sam Ashton in net, obviously, but we should mention Niall Rodney's goal because I have watched it back now, and it's even more remarkable than when I first saw it with my eyes. Basically, he's headed the ball like a proper header, right, with your forehead, but with the back of his skull. It's an amazing goal, and you should watch it back. I don't know how he's done that.
Ben, it's a good goal. Don't get me wrong. And it's a cracking header. It's a centre forward's header. And the other thing is, you said it was nice to see Sam Ashton back, and he did well. Yeah, he did do well. I mean, he conceded a penalty in the first 2 minutes. Thanks, Sam. Well done, Sam.
Hey, that's
true. You're welcome at FC anytime.
Yeah, that's true.
But Ben, we can't leave today's show without having a bit of politics on it, because we have only got a week before people do cast their vote.
Oh no, but we don't want to influence the election, Swampy. You can't influence the election. It's the rules.
Well, influencing them whatever way you want to.
You can't influence.
I mean, that's what the Conservative Party are doing, aren't they? I mean, Savid Javid, he's come out with the greatest statement, Ben. I think you should use this. There's a word that he used this week when he was talking about the statistics for homelessness. He was live on television. And this is the thing, you see, they lie. They lie on the television, and then they retract it in the newspapers or in a small column on the interweb. But it doesn't get retracted on the television, so people have that soaked into the brain. When he was caught out, the quote was, Savid Javid, unfortunately, misremembered. What was it to say? Yes, he misremembered the information. He misremembered the statistics. How can you miss? I mean, even the word itself. Have you ever heard anyone say, I misremembered that. I'm sorry, I misremembered. It's a new word. They've just made something up. I misremembered.
In the interest of balance.
Balance?
Wait, let me think. In the interest of balance. Wait, I've got something.
You know what?
In the interest of balance, make your own statistic up. So do that.
Well, I've actually, you know what, Ben? I've also been this week, and it's been interesting. I've actually been getting texts in from individuals asking my opinion on who they should vote for. Seriously.
And what answer are they after? What answer do they think you're going to give them that they'll be surprised about?
I'm a reasoned, rounded, political editor of FC FC's Red Rebel Radio, and therefore am I impartial, I am unbiased, and basically I gave them the correct information, which is if you vote Tory, never ever talk to me again, and basically leave the country.
Why would that put them off voting Tory?
Very good point, that's what I said.
Yes, so just before we go, because we're running out of time slightly, loads of managerial changes. Daz Kelly's gone to Scarborough.
Who cares?
It's a football podcast. Daz Kelly.
This is not the Northern Premier League. We could be talking politics and other things, and you want to just cram all the things in that aren't important. Darren Kelly's gone to feed some goats. He's got the flamingo land.
Anyway, so Scarborough, they've got a new manager. Buxton have got a new manager. Paul Phillips has left. And Atherton Coles have got Brad Cook from West Didsbury, because Michael Clegg has gone. Oh, and just to say, it's not Michael Clegg who played right back for Manchester United. It's Michael Clegg who played at Wigan. Not Wigan Warriors, Wigan Football Club. He's gone to manage Ashton United now.
Ben, they were called Wigan Athletic, not Wigan Football Club. Sorry. There's loads of football clubs. There's loads of football clubs in Wigan.
There are, yes.
Wigan Football Club. But there's Wigan Athletic.
There we go. Just to clear that out, because we like to inform our listeners and just make sure that they're across non-league football and know what's happening.
Great appointment for Scarborough. We know Darren. He's a passionate man about his football, and that's a nice fit for him because he lives that way. His time at Hyde was a very successful one for the football club, and he did very, very well there. Then he stepped aside and went upstairs at Hyde, and basically he's decided that I think the travelling has put in a lot to do with it, because it's a fair old distance if you commute in every day like that. But excellent for him. Buxton needed a change, and that change has come. I feel a little bit sorry for Atherton and Coles, and I also feel sorry for Ashton, in the respect of Jody is a good up and coming manager, hasn't quite worked from this season. I think the pressure of the big budget hasn't helped. I think and the earlier statements in the season from them saying that our rightful place is in the division above, and that's where we have to be again. I mean, it's the first time they've been that high for many, many years, in fairness, and they were poor, as FC were in the season, both deserved to be relegated, and there was no automatic right to come back up, but they have ploughed a lot of money in there, and Cleggy's gone there with a good reputation from Atherton, but, he's also brought in, I think this week he's brought in one of his top players who's on contract at Atherton, so the
Brewster, money's been splashed already. Brewster, the right back, I think. I think he's getting a few of them back. Happened, so we saw that when FC United took on Neil Reynolds. Bamber Bridge, their players suddenly started coming, didn't they? So that happened.
Well, they did. I mean, certain players will go with certain managers, and that's always been the case. And as I say, I mean, Atherton, and it's, I mean, again, I mean, what happens is when a manager leaves a decent club like Atherton Colliery's for betterment to a degree and goes to Ashton, and then you're looking for someone to come into Atherton, and then it gives you opportunity for a manager in the North West Counties who gets the opportunity to manage in the Northern Prem. So, it does help managers to a degree, but I do feel sorry for those managers that get the sack a little bit too early, in my opinion. I mean, I think the Buxton situation was, Buxton did quite well in the fact that the longevity they gave the manager, really, because the results have been poor from day one. And obviously, that drubbing from FC, after a week before when they won 7-0, I think a lot of people thought that was his time up then. But they've made the change. Who's the manager there in the band? Who's gone in there?
Gary Haywood. I think his name is from Hensford. I think it's Haywood.
Oh, is it? Oh, it's Haywood. Oh, right, okay. Because I know what's his name managed him last week, didn't he? For one game.
Danny Wilson.
Danny Wilson,
yes.
Yeah.
Barnsley.
Barnsley and
Sheffield Wednesday.
Sheffield Wednesday, Premier League manager and ex Premier League footballer as well. So he went for one game. He's been working with the club, I think, in their youth academy or something. So, it's going to be interesting to see these if these teams that have been struggling, because I mean the teams that have been let the managers go are all at the bottom part half of the table, And it'll be interesting to see if that big boost comes this weekend, because you normally get that with your managers, don't you? But for FC, it's good because we're settled. We don't have any of that upheaval, which is very, very nice. We're in a comfortable position of being in the semi-final of the Manchester Cup. We've got the next round of the League Cup. We've got also the first round of the FA Trophy against Kettering, who are a team that are struggling. And we're sitting pretty in the division and, nice. You know, on 26 points, eighth position and only 3 points off the third spot. So
and all we're
it's
asking
a great
for,
place.
And all we're asking for is more 5-0 draws. That's all we're asking for.
No. All we're asking for is a Labour government, Ben. That's it. It's as simple as
and
that.
5-0 draws. And 5-0 draws. Right.
If the Labour Party get into power next Thursday, Ben, I will give you 3 5-0 draws this season. Fine. No problem at all. I'll take that. I'm happy with that.
How on earth are you going to be able... How are you going to... Sorry, I'm sorry to sound like a BBC journalist or something like that, but how are you going to deliver on that promise, Swamper?
Well, what I'll do is...
You haven't got any answers. Sorry, you're making it up as you go along, and that is the end.
I misremembered. I do apologise.
And on that note, that is the end of Swampy's Red Rebel Radio for this week. FC United against Matlock. 2:30 kickoff on FC Radio, but it's a 3 p.m. kickoff. If you can make it in person, get down there. We need to get over 2,000. The crowd needs to go up.
It does indeed, Ben. And if you listen to the show, they might stay in and not even bother. I have to say, though, I'm very disappointed with last week's show. I did notice that some of my best comedy moments about Michael Gove were edited. Yes, there's a band I'd like to introduce you to and the radio listener to a band that they probably have never heard of. And they're called the Budos Band, B-U-D-O-S. B-U-D-O-S, the Budos Band. They are an instrumental band, so no lyrics. Don't think about anyone starts singing. You get two choices this week, Ben, because obviously with your difficulty in finding music, I'll give you a choice of two songs. One is T.I.B.W.F. Or Up From the South.
I'll tell you what, dear listener, this band sounds amazing. They're from New York. And AllMusic describes the group as a doom rock afro soul big band with a 70s touch. There we go.
Did you say you actually thought that sounded good?
Yeah, that does sound good.
They are. They're absolutely, absolutely superb. It's just beautiful, beautiful music. Loads of brass in there. Oh, I tell you what, my grandma would have loved it. So, get out and vote. Enjoy the game. Keep it FC live. So until next week, where I'm going to be either joyful, rejoicement. I also have, Ben, next week, I have got a guest.
Okay.
We will have a guest with us next week. I'm going to try and find a way we can actually double up and both have a headset on to do the show together here live in the kitchen area. And it will be the one, the only, the renowned, the voice of FC television, Roy Williamson.
Oh, lovely stuff. Is that the end of the show?
Well, I thought I ended the show 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, I think you did. Bye.
See you next week.
Bye.
Take care.
This is FCUM Radio, lowbrow radio for a highbrow audience.